In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As Solomon's temple was built to be a place of forgiveness, so Living Word Lutheran Church was built to be a place of forgiveness. Yes, we have friends here. We enjoy good food and potlucks. We also have beautiful windows. But none of that is the essence of this congregation. This place was built to be a place of forgiveness, and God does not give us his forgiveness from a distance, but he comes down to us with his body to bestow this forgiveness on us. So Christ makes this place holy. The stained glass windows, the rail, the altar, the paraments, the crucifix, the pulpit, these things do not make this place holy. But his bodily presence does, sanctifies this space as we gather in his name. Yes, we've made a few changes, but that has not increased the holiness of this place, but rather we simply look to confess the real presence of our God as he comes to us. That vision in Revelation is not some distant event that will happen when you die. You need not wait for it, because God dwells with you right now. Right now you are his people, and right now he is your God. He has come to wipe away every tear from your eye, to destroy death, and to calm the hearts of the mourners and those who are sad. And so this building is not the new Jerusalem, but you are the new Jerusalem, prepared as a beautiful bride by Christ himself, having come here to meet your bridegroom. For Christ did not redeem a building, but he redeemed you with his holy and precious blood. Yes, death has still come. Yes, pain and affliction has still entered even our congregation. Tears have streamed down our face. We have grieved and mourned. But where Christ is, there is hope. For do not the dead live with Christ? And has he not dried our tears? For we grieve not as ones without hope, but we grieve confident of the life that is to come. Christ is present here among us because he has built this house as a place of forgiveness. There is no other place like it in all of Mission Viejo. None can compare to this little space. For here, at 23561 Alicia Parkway, here heaven touches earth. Whether it was brown carpet, blue carpet, or tile, this is holy ground. Whether in need of a good staining or just recently stained, these pews house the heavenly hosts. They are our brothers and sisters in Christ, some whom we have known, some of whom we have buried. Yet they gather with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven as one holy church with us. For where Christ is, there is his church. So our building is not the most beautiful in all of Christendom. Far from it. But none can surpass it in glory. None can claim something greater, and we are not below any of those great ancient cathedrals. Because here God has built his throne. Here, the exalted Son of Man sits at the right hand of God between these walls on this simple altar, so that your cup might continually overflow. If we say that heaven is our home, then should we not also say that this house is our home? If we say that we long for heaven, then should we not also long to be with Christ here? For here is heaven on earth. Should we restrict our time in heaven to one simple hour? Of course not. Let us continue to celebrate all that God has given. Should we simply skip church because there are other things on our plate? I'm reminded of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus lived for the earthly life. He was a tax collector, a chief tax collector at that. How easy it is to live for the here and now, and to forget St. Paul's encouragement toward us, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Yes, we still concern ourselves with the earthly things that God has given to us, but never at the expense of the heavenly. When God speaks, like Mary, we sit and listen. And yet, like Zacchaeus, how easily our minds drift down from those heavenly things to the earthly. We focus on the happenings around us, the tasks and duties that need to get done each and every day, the many schedules that we have, all trying to juggle at once. And we just have one more thing to check off, a thing called church. We come, we put in our time, check the box, and move on to the next task that is on our calendar. May it never be. Because if this is chiefly something we must do to please God, if this is chiefly a box that needs to get checked off so we can fulfill some commandment or obligation to God, then God is not present here with his body, and there is no forgiveness. And neither are the heavenly hosts present with us. Because our work cannot bring to us salvation, forgiveness, or Christ. But God's work can. And so, like Zacchaeus, let us desire to see Jesus. He left the crowds and climbed that tree. Clinging to that tree, he finally saw Jesus. Let us follow his example and leave the world behind. Let us follow the example of the founding fathers of this congregation and leave behind this world. Separate ourselves from this world. Like Zacchaeus, cling to the tree of Christ's cross in humility. And there you will see Jesus. Your status, your prestige, all that you have accomplished in this life do not matter before him who is eternal. And so we do something that is utterly foolish for grown men to do. We climb a tree. We confess our sins, for we want to see Christ and his forgiveness. Many don't understand why we would put a crucifix front and center in our sanctuary. They want to be lifted up by music or by an impassioned speech motivated to do something for God. But this church was founded as a place of forgiveness. And therefore it was founded as a place to preach Christ crucified. So we want to be lifted up into the cross of Christ. We are not ashamed of his death. For this death is his great power and glory and honor and majesty. It is the very culmination of all history, and all history has flowed from it. For there and there alone the sins of the world were atoned for. There and there alone we find a God who is for us, a God who comes to us as a man in his body to pay the price that we could not. There we find the great love of our God. It is the very heart of our teaching. It is the heart of our practice. And it flows into our daily life. May its sweet message forever resound in this little corner of heavenly earth. May it forever be preached from this pulpit, displayed in the ceremonies, and given from this altar. Solomon built a magnificent temple. He dedicated it as a place of forgiveness. And so did our fathers erect this structure as a place where God would come to forgive. Solomon's temple far outpaced ours in outward beauty. His walls, ceilings, floors covered in gold, intricately carved. But ours far outpaces his in heavenly glory. His was only an imitation of heavenly worship, but we actually stand where he longed to dwell. We stand in heaven's courts to sing with angels and to be with our brothers and sisters who have gone before us. Salvation has come to this house. Because here the Son of David has become man for us, to give to us that salvation. He comes through the working of his ordained minister. The minister has not changed, but your Savior. The minister has changed, but your Savior has not. whether you were baptized by me or Dr. Beiersdorf or some other pastor. Christ was the one who baptized you. Christ is the one who absolved you. Christ is the one who continues to preach to you. And Christ is the one who continues to celebrate the Holy Supper, giving you his body and blood from his pierced hand. For through the office of the ministry, Christ has been working throughout these 50 years to give the forgiveness and the gifts that he has won by his cross. So let no one lead you away from Christ, whether he call himself a pastor, serve on a council, or on an altar guild. Let no one pull you down away from that tree of Christ and back into the world. For then you would no longer see Christ. For this place was built as a place of forgiveness, a place where God would come to serve us in his flesh and blood. How blessed we are to have inherited it from our fathers. May it always be what they intended it to be. How blessed we are to have Jesus bodily presence with us week after week. Many other churches far outpace us in outward glory, beauty, architecture, numbers, and music. But none can compare to the blessing that God has given to this little congregation, the weekly gift of his own body and blood. Why he has chosen us among so many other congregations? Grace and only grace. We are not worthy of his presence, but he makes us worthy. So salvation has come to this house yet again, because here is the body of your God. To receive him in faith is to receive that salvation and all the blessings that come with it. And that, finally, is what this house is about, receiving God's gifts in faith. For the highest way to worship God is not to be moved in your heart or in your songs or in emotions, but it's to receive his forgiveness in faith. So may this house forever be a place of forgiveness, a place where heaven comes down to earth, a place where God and man are united, a place where his body and blood are present, a place where the faithful come to eat and to drink. May God bless this church and all churches throughout the world to that end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.